from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Wojtyn.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, and thank you for listening to the G and Ursula Show. Good morning, Ursula.
Good morning, G. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday it is. I got to admit, it feels like a Thursday. I know.
It feels like a Monday for me.
Feels like a straight Thursday, no question about it. By the way, coming up at 11:30, Ursula and I do not agree on what's not appropriate to wear on the airplane. So we will be discussing that at 11:30. But right now, we'll keep it simple. Let's get to Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Johnny Tsunami.
One of these days, we just got to take off the gloves, just really go at it.
Yes, let's keep it simple, and we'll continue with the tradition of reading a headline, no context, then you weigh in, okay? So, G, here's your headline. Former President Obama is planning an outdoor 60th birthday bash on Martha's Vineyard amid a nationwide Delta variant surge. I'm going to come back and ask you about milestone birthdays, but, G, you're throwing a little side eye at the former president, aren't you?
Yeah! Yes! I never thought, when I saw the headline, I thought, wait, what? Barack! Barack's throwing an outdoor party of 700 people at Martha's Vineyard. That's just not something that I thought you would do. I'm not saying other presidents. I'm not saying other politicians. But not you, Barack.
But what's bothering you, though?
Is that Martha's Vineyards? You ever been there before, Ursula?
No.
Neither have I.
Okay. There are a lot of places that President Obama has been that I probably haven't gone. But conversely, there are places that I've gone that he hasn't. And that's okay.
Ursula, you ever had a friend that says, hey, where are you going this weekend? Oh, I'm going to Martha's Vineyard. I don't even know anybody that goes there. I just did not see Barack doing this.
Okay,
I just didn't see it. I got a problem with it. I'm sorry. We both can disagree on this, but I just am disappointed. I thought Barack would have something in Chicago, in Detroit, in Atlanta, some kind of shindig or something like that. Martha's Vineyard? That's not him. It's not.
Okay.
Now go ahead.
And I'm going to argue that is him. He's going to have Pearl Jam playing at this party. Steven Spielberg, Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney. They're all invited.
Oh, my God.
Jeffrey Epstein's not going to get an invite this year.
Barack. He's dead. Look, I'm going to keep it a buck. Lately, there's two decisions that Barack has made that's kind of got me scratching my head. This is number two. Number one, the podcast with Bruce Springsteen. I'm sorry. Why?
I love that. The only problem is that he's not necessarily hitting the generation that he might want to be with the podcast, but I love that. I love that he's mixing it up. But when you have a birthday party, whether you're a former president or anyone else, shouldn't you do what it is that you want to do to celebrate? And if he can do it at Martha's Vineyard, I look at that as, hey, here is a former president. He has been an inspiration to so many. Many people can look at him and say, hey, that could be me one of these days, in particular, young children of color, and say, hey, why can't that be me? Why can't I be partying at Martha's Vineyard?
Okay. Seven hundred people? 700.
Okay, now you're trying to pivot to that. Wait.
Oh, no, because I had other, like, I'm just scratching my head.
But again, it's outdoors, and presumably most of them, if not all of them, have been vaccinated.
No, and so I'm looking at the fine print. When you show up, we're going to be doing temperature checks. Oh, thanks, Barack.
I think we have all, at some point in the past year, judged someone for what behavior they're engaging in during the pandemic.
On.
Just quoting you, G. But moving on from the conversation about your favorite band selling out to an iTunes commercial, I got to ask about milestone birthdays, because this is not a conversation I've had in my household. I am not looking forward to having it. Ursula, should you celebrate milestone birthdays like 50, 60, or 70? And if so,
absolutely,
which one?
Just the ones that you just talked about.
All of them? You got to throw a big party 40, each decade?
50, 60.
Hold on. Whoa. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55.
It is not an auction.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you celebrate those. But 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80. And if you can get past that, that's cool.
you again, I'm going to go back to a lot of pressure is putting on those milestone birthdays, but I like to make a bigger deal of them. And yes, your question is, are you responsible for planning your big bash for your partner? I would say yes. But I would say it should be a combined effort. And I sure appreciate what my husband has done for my 40th, my 50th. And, you know, and I would always ask him, too, what is it that you would like to do? Absolutely. You know, we don't have enough reasons to celebrate.
By the way, just want everybody to be reminded, and just so you know, this Sunday is a very special day. This Sunday is Ursula's birthday. So all throughout the week, matter of fact, that's what I like about you, Ursula.
Not a milestone, though. Not a milestone.
But that's what I like about you.
What's that?
You're not one of those that this is my birthday month or this is my birthday week. Okay, that gets me nauseous.
Some of us just don't like to confront our own mortality.
Is Kid Rock going to be performing at Barack's deal?
No.
Don't tell me no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But I'm just looking. I'm looking.
What are they serving out there? Caviar? Come on, Barack.
You know.
Okay.
Content whores, right? That's what they're called. Right. Moving on to the massive Chinese mobile gaming companies, Tencent and NetEase. Their stocks absolutely plummeted after China-branded online video games, quote, electronic drugs. So the state-owned newspaper is criticizing online gaming as a, again, quote, opium for the mind. Gee, I'm going to come back to you. It seems extreme, but, opium for the mind. Electronic drugs. Is that an accurate description?
Yes, 100%. Anything that can hold you captive for hours among hours at a time, but nothing else. Nothing else is able to hold you all day. Like, for example, you start playing it. Let's say you start playing at 5 o'clock in the evening time, and then you're done at 4 in the morning. If anything is able to hold your attention that long, that, my friend, is an addiction. So, yes, you can hear it. We can hear it. That's me tapping my arm for.
Thank you for clarifying that. My gosh.
That's me tapping my arm for what these electronic games do to you. Ursula, what you got?
So, wait, I'm just looking at this saying the state-owned newspaper in China labeled them. Like, where are many of these games made?
In China.
Okay, so, yeah, I find that interesting. Do I think that video games are drugs? No. Do I think that there are things that are addictive about it? Absolutely. Should it be treated as an addiction? I think in some cases, yes. Should cell phones be treated as an addiction? Absolutely.
Yes. Yes.
And in fact, there are companies. There are places. Like, I think there was a place on the East Side that started offering services and counseling services for people who are addicted. So,
can I want to share something with listeners right now? And no, I'm specifically talking to parents. When's the last time that you just really had a great connection with your children? Not the made up, oh, we went to dinner. No, I'm talking about a straight up connection. Well, I had a connection with my sons over the weekend out in Columbus, Ohio. What were we doing? Let me tell you what we did. And we were doing this for about 3 hours. And we were laughing hysterically. I took Ursula's advice, and they were on TikTok with their phones. Each one of them had their phones, so I pulled out my phones, and I said, what are y'all looking at? So they took me to TikTok, and Baby G's like, Dad, look at this, and I'm laughing. So then now I'm on the For You page, and I'm like, ha, 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 look at this. So for 3 hours, 3 to 4 hours straight, Ursula, all we did was sit there on our phones and laugh and show each other videos on TikTok. I'm thinking about connecting it to my TV and Lily and I just having a straight Friday night where we just hang out and watch some of these videos
and
on
see,
TikTok.
This is the problem, though. Now you've been introduced to this new, quote-unquote, drug, And now you've got to take it to the nth degree and then set it up at home, blow it up.
Ursula, you just said it wasn't a drug. This is just a better drug.
Now I'm thinking I need to rethink my
Ursula.
Rethink my answer.
But no lie. Have you done this with your kids yet?
No. You know, the strange thing is with my older son, mm-hmm. he has dealt with his own potential addiction, and he does not do social media. He has almost zero other than LinkedIn. He just doesn't believe in it because he thinks it's a time suck, and he's correct. And so he has just said, I'm not going to do it. And my younger one is somewhere in the middle. But yeah, our good times together do not involve social media or cell phones.
Steven kind of sounds way more mature than me lately.
Hey, honk if you're more mature than G or I. A lot of horns going off out there.
There's a lot of horns going off, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, bad news again for anyone who has some travel plans, especially if they are international. There were hundreds of flights canceled because of weather, etc. But if you are looking for a passport, it could take you 6 months to actually get one. And if you're about to say, well, there's that expedited process, I'm sorry, those are taking up to 3 months as well. So, Ursula, I want to ask you about one of these axioms that we hear all the time in life, and that is everyone should travel abroad at some point in their life. Do you agree with that?
Strongly agree with that. And I know that it's not affordable for everybody, but traveling is becoming more affordable. And if you had a chance and you could prioritize and you could save up for a trip, going abroad is such a gift because you see cultures that are different from yours. You meet people who you find out, hey, even though we have such different locations where we live, there are things that we have in common, but things that are different. You learn so much and you realize the world is such a big, beautiful place. And so often we get so hyper-focused on our own individual communities. Mm-hmm. And when you get a chance to travel the world, you make beautiful memories, and I think you just have a different perspective in life. So, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, Ursula. See, it's the first time on the show we've actually agreed on something.
I know,
today.
Today's been rough.
Yeah, I'm with you. I definitely recommend at least traveling a few times abroad and going somewhere. I was able to travel at a young age, and I think that really shaped a lot of my life. And I traveled with people of different backgrounds then. So I went to, you know, I've been to Spain and Amsterdam and, of course, through Mexico. And it is such an importance to be able to put into perspective that not everything is the same or as far as in your neighborhood. And also some of the same things that you love in your neighborhood, in your community, it might be loved over 10,000 miles away as well. So I definitely recommend that.
I just wanted to tail out and follow up on a little story out of France. Part of their, pandemic stimulus plan was to give teenagers $350 to spend on culture. So the idea was, you know, you could attend an opera or some of those highbrow kind of events or go to a museum or an art gallery. The majority of teenagers are apparently buying comic books. Comic books. That is what that government stimulus package in France went to. Are comic books culture?
Oh, boy, you'll get me in trouble with some comic book folks. Am I allowed to say I don't know?
Yes, take a very strong position that you don't know.
I don't know.
Well, you actually do know because you have an opinion. You said some people are about to get mad, and then you edited yourself. So,
what
were you about to say?
No. there is nothing that has culture in comic books. No. If anything, it probably no. What do you got, Ursula?
When you're throwing it out there and just saying, we're going to give you this amount of money for culture, you shouldn't be surprised if these teenagers choose comic books to them. That's what's important. That's expanding their horizons. There is a whole culture when it comes to comic book collection. So if there were no parameters given, one idea of culture may be different from another. In my mind, I'm thinking opera. I'm thinking go to museums or whatever. But if you didn't specify that, then the people who are given that money, these young people who are given that money, are choosing that as what they believe is a different cultural experience. So it's unfortunate, but I'm not surprised.
One of my buddies just texted me and said, comic books are not only culture, they have their own subcultures.
There you go. Yeah. So if you're a Marvel fan versus a... Give me another one.
DC.
DC
comic book fan. Yeah. Hey, and by the way, for people who are around my age, do they still make comic books like Little Lotta? And would those things...
You mean like Archie?
Archie. Well, Archie's, I know, exist. But Dot, there was a comic character.
Betty Boop?
People know what I'm talking about. You guys are like, huh?
Be-doop, 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 be-doop.
There were certain comic books that I haven't seen in a long time, and I also think they wouldn't exist today.
Some of them
are just bad.
Well, see, that is exactly the point. I think that comic books are a reflection of culture.
100%. There you go.
And they are reflected in our popular conversations. Like, you know, you never would have heard nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask without a comic book.
Okay.
Right?
I referred to Little Lotta comic books. Little Lotta was a big, big girl. And there's a whole comic series. And I'm not sure that would... And so there's... Yeah, I'm looking right now. You can get Little Lotta comic books for nearly $20, in some cases $40 used. They're worth more.
I knew some of the comic books would come out. My buddy Jonathan is mad at me. It's all good. My bad. Hey, coming up next, Ursula and I do not agree on something. Shocker, right? Well, we don't agree on what's not appropriate to wear on an airplane. We'll find out what that's about next. Jean Ursula.
It is 11:33 now. You are listening to the Jean Ursula Show. This hour of our show is brought to you by Guardian Operations. I want to just go back for a second on agree to disagree. This batch of questions that Chef had, to be fair to us, we really had no idea what he was going to hit us with going into it, because I would have wanted to do much more research on this comic thing. Comics are absolutely cultural. And so many of our listeners are telling us, you know, these different things like manga and other Japanese comics and other cultural comics, that of course you would learn about different cultures by buying comic books.
Well, you
rap,
go ahead.
Music ain't music.
Hold on. You go ahead and play it safe. Even if I would have known the topic, this would have been the same result, because there is no way in the world that I was going to research and look up whether or not it is culture or not. Don't you want the raw opinion of mine? Don't you want me? So don't you want to be able to text in and say, "Gee, you're wrong." Oh, you did it. Now,
yeah, we were going with our gut reactions versus our educated reactions.
Now, ask me, has my mind changed?
Has your mind changed?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
absolutely
worse.
Not. I'm sticking with it.
Stop playing that hippity hoppity and get off my lawn. It's not music.
And the fact that I brought up Little Lotta, someone's like, yeah, we're the same age.
They didn't volunteer the number, though, strangely.
55. Okay. Anyway, let's move on. So there is a story that is getting lots of shares right now, and it's because a young woman says she was left feeling degraded after being shamed by a flight attendant on Alaska Airlines because she wore a crop top on the plane. And she posted her grievances on TikTok. Her name is Sierra Stedman, and she used a series of videos on TikTok to describe how she was humiliated. And she says that she showed the picture of her wearing a black crop top with shorts, and then she had a hoodie over. But if you have the jacket open, she had the hoodie open, and so it's basically like a sports bra. And she says that the flight attendant threatened to kick her off the flight. She claims that when she tried to walk away, the flight attendant grabbed her, and she says, was screaming in her face. And so a lot of people, this video now has been shared, or the, TikTok has been seen by millions of people, a lot of people weighing in, feeling sorry for her, saying, every girl wears what you were wearing. I'm sorry that this happened to you. And then you and I got into an argument this morning about what is appropriate for traveling as far as what you wear.
Hold on. As far as the plane is concerned, you and I did not disagree on that. I don't have a problem with anybody wearing a crop top or a long top or medium top, or you got to be a top, so I can't say no top. I don't have a problem with that. I was under the impression growing up, right? Like when I was younger, my mom would always say that you had to be dressed up or you had to look presentable on the plane. So as I've gotten older, I've always thought that you had to, not like being on a golf course or something like that, but you had to have decent attire. Like I can't come on there in some boxers or, you know what I mean? Those kind of things. Now,
well, there was a time when people actually used to dress up. It was like almost
semi-formal
occasion.
Yeah. But now I am starting to notice that the dress code, if you will, has is not exactly adhered to these days. So with that being said, I don't have a problem with anybody wearing a crop top, and I don't think anybody else should have a problem with that, because it's no different than someone wearing some short shorts or something like that.
Wait a minute. You were saying to me, like, if someone's cheeks were hanging out, would that be okay walking onto a plane? And
that's,
you were saying that's
different.
But in this case, she's wearing, okay, let me paint the picture, because you guys are not seeing the video. It's a running bra, so you can see her full midriff. She has the jacket, she has the hoodie, but it's open, and she has small shorts. Do you still think that that was appropriate attire for the plane?
I don't have a problem with that. But I told you, I was just expressing to you, Ursula, where I get uncomfortable.
So where do you get? So it's the butt cheeks, but not the midriff.
I don't.
Okay, I'm trying to get down to where I'm. Where am I missing your point?
You're not missing it. Let me explain. Be very clear with it. The midriff does not make me uncomfortable. The booty cheeks hanging out of the shorts makes me uncomfortable. And I'm not, but that doesn't
mean,
so hold
this
on,
has
hold
to
on.
Get down to what makes G
uncomfortable?
Wait,
no, hear me out. It does not mean you can't wear it. I believe you should wear what you want. So for an example, if Chef invites me over for dinner at his home and I'm there having dinner and the significant other for Chef is cooking with the butt cheeks hanging out or the shorts, I'm not saying that she's not allowed to wear it. She can wear what she wants. I'm saying in that presence, I am uncomfortable. Am I allowed to say that and do that? Because I'm uncomfortable does not mean that she shouldn't wear that.
So for the flight attendant, what are you supposed to do? I don't think Alaska Airlines is basically apologizing to the customers. So they're saying basically you and your daughter should expect nothing less than to be treated with the utmost respect. We don't feel like that happened in this case. And so they are issuing an apology. But I also think that it's difficult. We already talk about how hard it is to be a flight attendant these days. Should we not agree that there's just a certain basic attire that you should wear? All your body parts should be covered. How's that?
I'm not going to say that. Because if that's the case, then shorts aren't allowed. No, I don't believe that you should stop people from wearing what they wear. And in this case, with the gal getting on the plane and someone saying something about her crop top, I don't know necessarily the policy that Alaska has when it comes to dress. All I know is, for me, I know that when I get on the plane, I make sure that I'm not just walking out to get my coffee. Like, I'm actually dressed a little bit better than that.
Are you going to make me do this? Because I'm sorry, but Ursula, you said she was getting support from other people saying this is what all women wear. Yes, that is what all women wear underneath their clothes. Their real clothes. Not like, I'm sorry.
Well, that I won't even agree with.
If you're
with
out jogging,
I'm sorry.
Fine. If I have to sit next to you and I have to touch my bare flesh to your bare flesh, and that bare flesh is half your body, that is not enough clothes to ride the airplane. Plus, that thing's cold, man. It's not warm
on
the plane.
Okay, so let's talk about a guy. What if a guy has pants all the way down to his knees? Should we be able to say inappropriate?
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
There's no hypocrisy there.
I'm just saying,
look at between the three of us, we can't even agree on what would be appropriate wear. I will just go back to... How about just all body parts covered and dress appropriately for the occasion?
All body parts? What?
So wear gloves?
Like,
fingers are body parts.
What body parts,
though, Ursula? Okay.
The critical ones.
Very well done, Chef.
The vitals? Is that what
the vitals.
That's
cover
right.
The vitals.
That's what I was grasping for.
The same ones that we talked about last week that should be washed every single day. Cover the vitals.
Yes. How about? I love this.
But the vitals were covered.
Are way better. How about we dress respectfully and at least follow a dress code that you would use for school or business? How about that?
That's what I said earlier about dressing. Okay. I said I usually adhere to it. So the disagreement that we had, and I don't really think there was much of a disagreement. I was just saying that there's certain clothes that are worn that make me feel uncomfortable in that presence, but that does not mean that I'm telling you, you can't wear it.
Okay, that's so complicated, I can't even follow. And what's a flight attendant supposed to do? Just ignore?
Ask if you want some Biscoff cookies. Peanuts? All right, coming up next, your text, your feedback, and finally, Ursula's back. It's time to get Ursula's words to live by. You guys are listening to The Gene Ursula Show. It is Gene Ursula. Welcome back in. Appreciate you guys listening to the show. Ursula didn't think that I disagreed enough with that last topic. I didn't mean to change up. I was confused. But I think we got to the bottom of it, don't you think?
What's so funny is what happens at 7 a.m. when we discuss what we're going to talk about. Somehow it changes sometimes.
Hey, we all evolve as people, right? There's room for flexibility and
sometimes
growth.
Sometimes it happens in a couple of hours.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Right, Ursula, you want to start us off with the text?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is primary election day. You have until 8 p.m. to turn in your ballot. But right now, participation is abysmal. 206 says, Ursula is so right. Don't complain about candidates if you fail to vote. Apathy is a vote for the status quo.
425 says, it's not just a few minutes to fill out the ballot. It's hours of research to make a decision.
That is true. That is absolutely true. And I hope you do take time to do the research, but it is so worth it. 206 says, I don't vote party line and I voted today.
206 says, I confess, part of me is glad some of these people are not voting. If people are uninformed, they'll probably end up voting for familiar names without doing any research. And that would give us more of the same. Mm.
Hospitals in Washington filling up, and some hospitals want all their healthcare workers to get the shots. 425 says, my dear friend died after being taken care of for a leg wound by an infected home healthcare worker. The stakes are real. Mm.
253 says, I'm a social worker at a COVID isolation site. Our census is skyrocketing. I'm vaccinated, and I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of scared to go to work. Delta is no joke.
971 says, I'm living life in a wheelchair. I cannot afford to get sick. I am vaccinated. I'm still scared I'm going to get sick because some idiots refuse to help humanity by getting a tiny poke in the arm. It's just not fair.
Should unvaccinated Americans pay more in health insurance? 206 says, OMG, Ursula, people need to take responsibility for themselves. Grr.
We got a lot of emails saying the exact opposite. But what can't you do that you should be able to do? 425 says, have you ever heard of Google or YouTube?
360 says, I don't know how to spell and I can barely read, probably at a second to third grade level. My math, on the other hand, is off the charts. I can fix almost anything, but if you ask me how to spell anything, I'm in big trouble. Thank God for voice recognition on these new cell phones.
360, can I do an exchange with you? I'm really good at spelling. Can you help me change the oil in my car? From the 206, G, I think you'll be just fine with not being able to fix things. You fall into the first category.
So remember, women don't find you handsome. They should at least find you handy.
Damn. I'm in trouble. What's acceptable attire for an airplane? The dress code on both Alaska and Horizon is casual, and the requirement is simply a neat and well-groomed appearance. Clothing that is soiled or tattered and bare feet are not never acceptable.
Okay, so I asked Chef, so that is a note from Chef, because I asked him, can you look up the policies? So 206 says, I once dated a woman who worked for Alaska, and we took many free flights together and used buddy passes, etc. And she always told me that we had to dress up and that it was a requirement that Alaska had in order to use any kind of free or discounted passes.
Yeah, very true. 206, I agree with Ursula. When you get on a plane, all body parts should be covered. Wear gloves, a hat, face mask, leg warmers, scarf, glasses, sweatpants.
Okay, you know that that's not what I was talking about. Because 253 adds, so Ursula wants everyone to wear a burqa on an airplane?
Yeah, the funny pretty thing, much. Yeah. Pretty much.
No. And I, yes, have worn shorts. Yes, but yeah. Anyway, make sure your body parts are, your you know what's are covered. Okay.
Vitals.
Yes,
all right,
vitals.
Ursula, it is now time for Words to Live By.
And we talked about the experience of traveling, and one of our listeners, Anne, actually said to me that traveling also helps us appreciate all that we have here in America. People need to go visit the poorest areas of the world and try to understand those cultures as well. Whether it's the poorest region of Cairo or the Champs-Élysées, you have lots to learn. Travel is the only thing that you buy that makes you richer. I'm not sure who did that quote, but it is so true. Our words to live by are brought to you by ProClub.com, a club like no other. How about just all body parts covered and dress appropriately for the occasion?
All body parts. I'm going to use this precedent from this day forward in every other argument we have in the future.
The critical ones.
Oh, man. It's always a treat hanging out with you guys every single day. Thanks, Ursula. It's been good. Thank you, Chef, for all you do. And
thank
Andrew,
you.
Thank you for what you do on the board and the technical stuff that I definitely would not know how to do without you. All right, we'll do this again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Appreciate all of you guys for listening. Love you for that. And make sure you be good.
And stick around for the Dory Monson Show. He's going to be talking to the owner of Spiffy's. They're closing doors for good after the pandemic.